thanks for joining me on the Tech of Sports and iHeartRadio this week in constantly changing world of sports tech. And great to be joined by a great new company, the CEO, Jason Syverson from Sports Vizio. We'll put all the links in the show notes. And Sports Vizio is a startup that uses AI and basketball stats. And we'll let Jason talk more about it, how this is personal and really innovative. And Jason, thanks for coming on. Talk about Sports Vizio and the app and a lot more.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, we're using artificial intelligence to automatically calculate statistics, analytics, and video highlights for basketball. So you don't have to pay someone to manually do the book, and you can use our software off of iPhone or Android device, and then we push it up to the cloud. Our software processes it and automatically figures out whatever the player did and tells you other points, rebounds, steals, and assists. Because we're using computer vision to calculate that, get all the video highlights as well, so you can see every single play, every turnover, every steal, every point, every attempt, all that good stuff. So people can use it for being recruited, or coaches who just want to do a better job with their game, or players who want to improve, parents who want to, you know, celebrate what their kid did. And we're starting with basketball and expanding to other sports over time.
Yeah, sportsvizio.com. And that's kind of what I was going to ask you, Jason. Who's getting the most out of this? Is it coaches? Is it players? Is it team administration? What are you hearing, and who is this really aimed at?
Yes, we just launched this month, so it's pretty early days, but early traction, it's really a mix. So Oxford University in England is using it, and the coach is the one using it there. A middle school in New Hampshire is using it, and the parents would want to push for it because they want to come see how their kids are doing. We have other programs where men's league is using it, and in that case, it's the individual players who are, you know, paying for it through the league, and the league is offering it to try to add value to their player participants. So, we're trying to cater to all those communities. Huddle is kind of a competitor.
Yep.
They pay people overseas to kind of manually enter it into an app, but they're about $1,000 for high school season. We're coming in at about $350, and we have a mobile-first platform so anyone can access it, the parent, the fan, the player, and the coach, where Huddle's really just focused on the coach and giving you that similar environment. We're really focusing on getting access and democratizing access to all this data for everyone because we're using AI.
Yeah, with Jason Syverson from Sports Vizio. I know it's, like you said, it's early days, Jason. What's kind of the early feedback that you're hearing?
Yeah, I mean, other than the few normal hiccups of first-time adoption, someone like, hey, how do I set up the camera? How do I do the upload? You know, the teaching and training. But, you know, it's been universally positive. People are super excited about what we're building. And, you know, I'm excited. My last company was a cybersecurity company. Sold it, did really well, was able to retire in my early 40s.
Yep.
But cybersecurity companies are much harder to sell into because they're just so swamped with people trying to sell products that, you know, you're not sure if they work. This is a fun area to be in because you're solving a real pain point and there's no alternative. So it's been really easy for us to get people excited, and we tell them what we're doing, like, where do I sign up? Let's go. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and sports analytics is hot right now, so you're adding fuel to the fire. And I mean, in this day of analytics and sports, it's really changing every day. Are you guys aiming to be something additional to kind of what, you know, maybe what high school, college, semi-pro teams are using right now with the AI? Is that,
sure.
You know, you guys are maybe cutting through, you know, a need that's there, but also offering ease of use, and how quickly is the data available that we're looking at?
Yeah, great question. So yeah, we're basically targeting every basketball program outside of the NBA, because they already have, first of all, they can pay teams of humans to do it and not care, but second of all, they have some good technology as well. We're really targeting colleges, high schools, men's leagues, AU programs, overseas programs, you know, semi-pro leagues. And right now, the AI takes about 16 hours to process, but we think we can get that down to real time.
Yeah.
We are already in the process of getting it down to 7 hours with some near-term changes that we think by adding more compute power and changing out some of the algorithms, we can get it down to the point where it'll run in real time. So you'll have it in your hand going into the locker room with full staff, which will be pretty disruptive. We're also going to add other features like stuff for social media crowd, where we can add like fireballs and ball and hoop and other music and things like that, so kids can share and build their own social media profiles using the highlight clips we're providing.
Yeah, you got to make it fun. And Jason, you just don't throw a product like this out there on the market. How much R&D and testing did you do? And how was your top of the key jumper and crossover dribble?
Good question. So I personally put $500,000 in, and we just raised a $3 million seed round from a venture capital firm out of Boston. So yeah, we've got three PhDs and some other folks on the AI team and almost 10 software engineers. So there's a lot of work involved. Looking back, I think I would have liked to have started with something a little simpler to get into the market and expand. We bit off a lot, but you know, I drive a Tesla and you realize what AI can do with self-driving cars and everything else these days. It's definitely a solvable problem, but we have to put the work in. And yeah, my crossover is not as good as it was in my younger days, but my shot and my basketball IQ has definitely improved over the years of playing and coaching. I also have six kids and they all play, so a lot of time on the court and in a gym these days.
Yeah, I'm sure you're a basketball fan, and nobody's comparing your crossover to Tim Hardaway, Jason.
No, exactly.
Did you? But going a little more inside as we wrap up here with Jason, did you go to any basketball players as consultants on this, or were you kind of just going on your own knowledge and your team, or did you bring any Hall of Famers on board that contributed anything to what you were, or coaches that you were looking at?
Yeah, it was really built around my own experience. I've been playing for about 30 years and coaching for 15 and a parent of players for 15 years. So it really came from that and talking to other folks in the community, customers, seeing what they wanted. But we are, as we grow, we will look to add investors and potentially a couple of advisors from kind of the sports technology community, particularly from, like you said, coaches or maybe a former player. But we want to be very picky. There's a lot of people out there who would love to just grab some equity so they can put their name on a slide deck.
Yeah.
But we're really focused on adding value and people who really want to get involved and make a difference and be part of the team to some capacity or an investor. We've had good luck so far, but excited about where we're going to go next.
Yeah, I love your passion, and it's refreshing when you're just not throwing somebody else's name up on the website or such. Love the hard work, and I love how you've dove all in on this. That's appreciated, and we invite everybody to check out sportsvisio.com. And Jason, great information. Can't wait to see what you have coming up next, and have a great holiday season.
All right, thanks, Rick. You too. Appreciate the time.